AJ, a couple more files then that you opened up. One you called the official night of UFOs in Brazil. Tell us a little bit about that.
All right. That happened in May 1986. And it was a situation that always had the, the military involved up to their necks. What happened was that during a few hours of May 19th, 1986, over than 20 spheres, huge spheres, non-identified spheres, just jammed the air traffic control radars based in São Paulo, in Rio de Janeiro, Belo Horizonte, São José dos Campos. Now, São Paulo, Rio, and Belo Horizonte are the three major cities in Brazil, and São Paulo is one of the largest cities in the world. And those places were all jammed by over 20, actually 21 balls of light, if you will. And each one of them, we knew later, had a diameter of about 100 meters, which is 333 feet. It's like a block of a city block. Can you imagine a ball like that, in that size? Jamming.
Can I ask you, is it like the flotilla
like
that Jaime Masson showed it at the X conference, the flotillas? Is it like the white balls of light? Were they white?
Yes, something like that, Paula, but in much less number of balls. Like in the flotillas in Mexico, there are cases of 70, 80, 100 balls
200.
Of light.
200. Yeah.
200 even. I had seen 200. A picture, actually a footage, of over 500. I was amazed to see that. That's something, George, that you have to look into. What is going on in Mexico now?
Oh, sure.
That's fantastic. We've done a great coverage of the Mexican situation here in Brazil after I came from the Laughlin UFO Convention last March. And all UFO researchers here are amazed. And I guess that because of that, our military started looking at the UFO phenomena with different eyes. Especially after March last year, when the Sedena, the Secretary of Defense of Mexico, called the UFO researchers Jaime Maussan and his fellow to investigate the cases of Campeche.
Well, you know, that was in Laughlin when Jaime said it was 2005 that 500 balls, and they were white, a flotilla, he called them, were over Cuernavaca.
Sometimes you wonder if they're little orbs. You never know.
Well, the diameter is what I was wondering. How could you measure the diameter, AJ, of the ones you saw?
In Brazil?
Yeah.
Actually, the information about the diameter was something that came to us after a few months it happened. Back in 1986, someone saw a report from the Brazilian Air Force, a very top secret report, where it was given this detail, that the diameter of those objects were about 100 meters. Now, let me explain the whole situation so you understand better what happened. Now, during the night of 18th, we had some sightings over Rio and São Paulo. Nothing big, but a few UFOs here and there, chased in commercial airliners or being chased, and sometimes getting close to airports or other sorts of installations. On the 19th, the situation went much, much more intense with these 21 objects jamming all radars and making airliners to detour, making the airliners to instead of landing in airports, waiting in the sky for a few more minutes until the area is cleared so they can land. It happened during a few hours, and a few jets like F-5 and Mirages, French Mirage that we have still some here, they were scrambled, they were sent to pursue these objects from several airfields in Brazil. And all they could do is to get sometimes close to the objects and just to see them to move away at immense speeds. Now, amazingly was that on the other day, the situation was so intense that the Brazilian Ministry of Air Force At that time, in 1986, the man was called Brigadier Octavio Moreira Lima. Out of nothing, he decided to go on TV and said, "Oh yes, my fellow Brazilians, I have to tell you that we have this situation. Last night, we had over 20 unidentified objects over Rio, São Paulo, Belo Horizonte, and this and there. And jets were scrambled and this and that. And in the weekend, we're going to have a press conference where the pilots will be able to talk to people about what they saw, the jet pilots." And this actually happened. We had the press conference a few days after that. And all the jet pilots were in this press conference, and they could take questions and answers, and all to say, "We don't know what the hell is those things. We only know that they develop maneuvers and speeds that we have never seen in our lives before, and they are, of course, intelligent."
Wasn't plasma lights, that's for sure, huh?
Well, they
flares,
could show in
flares.
The radar, so they were kind of solid, their material.
Yes.
Like
yes.
In Phoenix, where the explanation is they were flares from the sky. I would love to see a press conference when the Phoenix lights happen, because too many people that are reputable people saw that phenomenon, and there was never a press conference. Instead, what there was I think it was an official who came with a big alien dressed up as a gray and did a press conference. I mean, I think that's the difference about the way we cover things. Something like that is ridicule. Something like what happened in Brazil is serious. There was a press conference of pilots.
Including, during that press conference, the Minister of Air Force of Aeronautics at that time, Octavio Moreira Lima, he promised in 30 days a full report of the situation with all explanations that the military could find about the situation to be given to the public. Now, it never reached the public. I mean, after 30 days, we were all knocking at his door. No report was available to us, not only after 6 or 9 days. We kept waiting years and years and years for that document. But you know what? Just after a few months, after May 1986, the official night of UFOs in Brazil, someone could see that report and some installation of the Brazilian Air Force. And this someone anonymously told us what he read. And he read that 21 objects jammed the airspace of Brazil in the most populated areas, Rio, São Paulo, and between these two cities, there is another one called São José dos Campos, which is the place where military factories are installed, are located, including the Brazilian aeronautics industry, Embraer, who does jets, who does all sorts of airplanes. And the objects were aiming to those locations, Rio, São Paulo, São José dos Campos, and Belo Horizonte. And they all had, according to that report, over 100 meters in diameter. Now, if you think of a UFO with 100 meters in diameter, 330 feet in diameter, one, it's enough. Can you imagine 21 of them?
That's a big size. Exactly.